When I say if you wait for permission, you'll never get started, who's the person you actually need to get permission from? It's you, and it's only you. 45 brutal lessons from an aging man, part two. We have 22 life lessons left from my introspective birthday celebration that's not a celebration. And in order to really experience life, I think you have to face death. In order to really be moved emotionally, I think you have to experience pain. On my 40th birthday, I shared watching the Alexander McQueen documentary and how that completely moved me and changed my life. And he experienced a lot of pain in his life, but through his pain was amazing design and beauty and light in the darkness. So this is the spirit upon which I'm sharing these 45 brutal life lessons. So if you're expecting happy, clappy, hippy, hippy, joy, joy, everything is awesome, we can all be positive, you're in the wrong fucking place. But I think the lessons in these are deeper, more profound. I've considered them at length through some of my own challenges and difficulties and pains. So we're on number 24. The first 23 are in part one. You can find those on all good podcasting outlets and YouTube. My show is called Disruptors. You know that you're here. 24. If you wait for permission, you will never get started. I remember learning in business, probably 17 years ago, beg for forgiveness, don't ask for permission. Every day I'm faced with decisions that I need to make that I know others are probably going to get triggered if I make them. But if I wait, I will miss the opportunity. If you wait for permission, you will never get started. And I often now measure the importance of the decision on how many people is it going to piss off. If this decision won't piss anyone off, it's probably not a strong enough decision. I don't intend to piss people off. I just naturally do it by being me. But the strongest, most bold decisions will often piss off the most people. Here's an interesting thing to think about. A lot of people want permission from dead relatives to go and live their life. Like they're so bound by their parents who passed away many years ago. Now you can't get permission from someone who's not here. So there's only one person you can truly get permission from. So when I say if you wait for permission, you'll never get started, who's the person you actually need to get permission from? It's you, and it's only you. Number 25, people will criticize you no matter what you do, so you might as well do you. They're going to judge you anyway, so you might as well be yourself. You drive a shit rusty car, they'll judge you and mock you. You drive an expensive shiny red supercar, they'll judge you and mock you.
If you love to travel like me and you understand the power in escaping the money for time exchange trap, but you just don't know how to do it, then building an Airbnb consultancy business could be exactly what you have been looking for. Right now in the UK, there is a completely untapped opportunity through helping struggling Airbnb hosts by turning around their underperforming properties and generating you huge commission payments in the process. We are going to teach you all of the tools and all of the techniques that we've learned over the last 5 years through building our very own multiple six-figure Airbnb business, arming you with everything that you need to swoop in and save the day. Minimal startup costs, zero risk, and almost unlimited potential. Sound good? Welcome to the Airbnb Consultant. Contact us through any of the channels included in the studio notes to get the conversation started.
Might as well be rich then. Might as well be you if they're going to judge you anyway. Because they're going to judge you anyway. The only way you'll never be judged is to never be seen. To never be heard. To never be. I'm very proud to say this episode is sponsored by AG1. As you know, we're more than 1,000 episodes into Disruptors and I very rarely have sponsors. I'm really choosy on sponsors and I only pick people that I love myself and I use myself. I have turned down loads of sponsors, but personally, I've been using AG1 for nearly 14 years myself before we ever did a sponsorship deal with them. For me, AG1 really helps with my mental focus, clarity, and overall well-being. As someone who's really freaking busy and can't always sit down and eat a million vegetables in a day, knocking back a big pint full of AG1 in the morning is perfect for me. Of course, health is wealth, and I'm in my mid-40s, I'm realizing that more and more. So if you'd like to try AG1 yourself with a special exclusive offer that I have for you right now, go to drinkag1.com/disruptors. That's drinkag1.com/disruptors and get a free year supply of vitamin D3, K2 and 5 travel packs with your first purchase on me. So one more time, that's drinkag1.com/disruptors. AG1, thanks for sponsoring the show. You are legends. Number 26, the more you focus on the problem, the more you manifest the problem. Ah, the wall, I'm going to crash into the wall. Ah, the wall, I'm going to crash into the wall. Ah, fuck, I crashed into the wall. Step one, don't avoid the problem. Step two, face the problem head on. Step three, clearly define the problem. Step four, work on the solution. Don't bathe in your pity and misery. Work out the problem as quickly as possible and then bang, get yourself out into solution mode. Number 27, you do not get what you want, you get what you are. There are a million things that you want that you have never received and you probably never will receive. I'm sure you want £100 billion, you're not going to get it. You do not get what you want, you get what you are. Now, I don't know if you've ever achieved something. Let's say you got a black belt or let's say you got a really big payday. Imagine how you felt when you achieved something meaningful to you. Like imagine now how it felt. Imagine your vibration, your frequency, your radiance, your energy, your charisma, your belief. Imagine the positive impact you have on people around you. So the reality is you are it because you have it. So if you want to have it, first you need to become it and then you'll have it. Number 28, if you do not tell people that you're struggling, then you will suffer alone. And I used to suffer alone so much and sometimes still do. And I used to sometimes resent people for not checking in with me that I'm okay or not being able to read my mind to know that I'm struggling. If you do not tell them, if you do not ask for help, how is anyone going to know? So good communication and bravery is opening up and asking for help. And that's not a weakness, that's a strength. Number 29, trust, but double fucking check. Enough said. 30, it never gets easier. You have to get better and then it gets easier. Don't wish it were easier, wish you were better. Nothing wants to be easier just to make your life better. Things only become easier when you get better at them. Like think of, I remember I got really stuck on one of the maths books when I was at school, really stuck. And I just couldn't figure out, couldn't get past a certain page or problem and kept trying to figure it out myself. And I just got stuck. And I kept just wishing that one day I'd go back to the class and I'd have figured out the problem. No, no. In the end, you have to go and ask the teacher. And the teacher helps you and you break it down. Then you figure out the solution and then you move forward to the end of the book and then the next book. And that's how life works. You have to figure it out. Life gets better when you get better. Your reward, number 31. Your reward for solving a problem is a bigger fucking problem. The world needs you to be the highest potential, most self-actualized version of yourself because you are more useful to humanity and you are better for survival of the species. So you don't get peace and joy and ease when you solve a problem because that doesn't make you stronger. The thing that makes you stronger is overcoming problems. Break it down, build it up. Break muscle down, build it up. So your reward for solving a problem is the next level, new devil. And it's only delusion that expects that once you've sorted this problem out, then your reward is contentment and happiness and comfort and security and warm, fuzzy support from everyone. That's your naive fantasy. The reality is bigger fish to fry. Build a bigger rocket. Number 32, people will always let you down if you think it's their job to lift you up. No one can live up to your expectations of them. People are only and always themselves. They are never who you want them to be. If you've ever had children, hopefully you've got this lesson because you have this naive fantasy that your kids will be a mini-me. They will be everything that you wanted to be, everything that you felt your parents should have done for you but didn't. You're going to repair all the mistakes you perceive your parents made to you and for you. It's going to be different and better this time. You're going to teach them everything you know. They're going to be everything you ever wanted. No, your kids are not you. Your kids are themselves. Expecting anyone to be anything other than themselves is delusion and naivety and pain. I said in part one of this, the bigger the gap between the reality of life and the universe and your fantasy of it, the bigger the gap, the more the pain. So generally a statement of strength is it is what it is. Usually people who say it is what it is, they have come to terms with what is. They are not in a fantasy of what should be, what they wanted to be, why wasn't it another way? And the more you expect life to have been something else, and the more you expect people to have been someone else, the more pain you're going to experience in your life. So get to know people. People are pretty predictable. And then expect them to be themselves over and over. Don't hold them to your standards. No one can meet your standards of themselves. They can only meet their own standards. Number 33, before you try to change someone else, check yourself first. Far easier to change yourself than it is someone else. Be the change you want to see. Changing other people. I don't work with people who don't want to change. I don't want to help people make money who don't want to help themselves make money. It is fighting against the laws of the universe to change people. And usually we only want to change people because of our own insecurities. Number 34, if you don't get over your last relationships, your baggage will ruin your new ones. This can be business partners, finance partners, lenders. This can be intimate partners. So many people bring the baggage of all their past relationships into the new relationships. Of course, it's destined to failure. I remember I had this ex-girlfriend in my early 20s, and she used to say, I don't like that. My ex used to do that. And I thought to myself, well, fucking get back with him then. But she was expecting me to be like him or not like him, but I am me. And also, thinking aloud, why spend time with people who don't want you to be anything other than what you are? Like, surely we all want to be loved for who we are, accepted for who we are, feel valuable for who we are. So you only really want people around you who appreciate you for who you are. People are themselves. They are not your past. They are not your exes. They are not your previous business partners. They are not your failed relationships. They are themselves. Be careful not to bring that baggage in. Number 35, real leadership is finding a solution when everyone else thought there wasn't one. So I think a lot about leadership. I have well over 100 staff in the office. And people say, well, you know, leadership is about helping other people become leaders or creating the vision, inspiring and building the team. And I would say all these things are true. But if I had to define leadership in one sentence that's more powerful than all of them put together, real leadership is finding a solution when everyone else thought there wasn't one. Number 36, if you don't make money while you sleep, you will be working until you die. A few of these 45 brutal life lessons are from other people. That's one of them, and that's Warren Buffett. I learned this 17 years ago. If you do not make money while you sleep, you will be working until you die. Passive recurring income used to be a luxury. Now it's a necessity. Number 37, unless you own your past will always own you. Owning your past means being grateful for it, essentially. Anything you're grateful for, you own. It doesn't own you. Anything you're not grateful for, you disown, and that causes you stress. And remember, the greater the gap between reality and fantasy, the bigger the pain. Therefore, the closer the gap between fantasy and reality, the more presence and poise and balance and gratitude and love. It is what it is a statement of understanding the reality of the situation. Your past is your past and you are grateful for it, is accepting the reality of the situation, that your past was actually a gift, not a curse. Number 38, money makes a loyal servant, but a tyrannical master. Own money, don't let money own you. Floyd Mayweather said to me, I make money, money doesn't make me. Chris Eubank said to me, money is my bitch. Makes a great servant, but a tyrannical master. Number 39, money isn't everything, but everything is better with money. There's a major delusion in the world that, oh, well, you know, money doesn't make you happy. Fucking does. Money is important. Money is the greatest tool. If you have a puncture, you need a car jack to get that car up, to change that tire. If you want to get the most out of life, you need to lever the tool of money effectively, because it's our universally exchanged medium of value, our universally agreed medium of exchange. Number 40, working hard is not enough to be successful. Everyone thinks that they work hard, so clearly most people are delusional. And if working hard were enough, then the coal miners and the grave diggers and the gold miners, not the mine owners, the gold miners work so much harder than the gold mine owners and earn so much less. Nurses would be rich if working hard made you rich. Working hard is not enough. You need to learn what rich people know. You need to learn what successful people know. You need to systems, leverage, automation, scale, work smart. Number 41, it's better to have tried and loved and lost than it is to have never experienced at all. And I'm very grateful for the difficult things that have happened in my life and the things that I've done that I've felt shame about, the mistakes that I've made, the things that I've broken. After all, they do call me disruptor. But if we only get one life, we want to live it in full technicolor. We want the full tapestry. So I'll save it to number 45. Okay, number 42. There are human laws and there are universal laws. Human laws can be broken and manipulated. Universal laws cannot. You need to understand man-made laws. You need to understand man-made laws and work within the constraints of them, but also know which one of the man-made laws you can break and you cannot break. But when it comes to universal laws, they cannot be broken. The law of gravity is the law of gravity. The law of supply and demand is the law of supply and demand. The law of conservation of energy is the law of conservation of energy. If you fight nature, you lose. Nature is far more powerful than you. Learn the laws of nature. Get in the slipstream of nature and you'll get the most out of life. But know what laws are human and what laws are universal. Number 43, if you fight against what is, then it is not. Just say that one more time, I won't explain it. If you fight against what is, then it is not. Number 44, fake is becoming so acceptable that people get offended when you keep it real. Let me say that again. I actually got that off social media. Fake is becoming so acceptable that people get offended when you keep it real. I want to acknowledge what Richard has said. I'm very grateful for my past, now awesomely grateful, but I wasn't 4 years ago. And this ties to two or three points I've made, that your past makes you who you are. In the moment when it's hard, the present, which will become the past, in the moment when it's hard, you can't see why it's good. But in every stressing hides a blessing. And it's often time that gives you the lesson. Because you know when you look back over a divorce or a business breakup or some mistake you made, you know when you look back 3 months ago, oh, you still feel it. A year ago, oh, okay, yeah, there was quite a good lesson there, but bit painful. 5 years ago, all you can see are the lessons. You even have nostalgia. Wisdom is getting the blessing right in the moment of stressing. And that was one of my points in part one of this. And then finally, number 45. I finish all my content with this, so how could this not be my last lesson of 45 years, the aging man that I am? If you don't risk anything, you risk everything. So the only risk is to take no risk at all. Okay, so if you haven't listened to part one on 45 lessons on my 45th birthday, the brutal life lessons from an aging man, life's most painful yet beautiful experiences, go and listen to episode one right now. Now, I promised you a gift in part one, and I'm going to share it with you in my Telegram group. So my Telegram group is t.me/disruptorsgroup. Let me say that again, t.me/disruptorsgroup. In there, you'll find about 7,500 other of my loyal followers, fans, and friends. And in that group, coming imminently, just need to get these new books I've written PDF'd. I'm going to share with you not one, but two brand new money manifestos that I wrote in the 2 weeks over Christmas and New Year. One is on 36 hardcore money saving tips, tricks, and hacks. And one are on what I believe to be the best ways to make money and the habits of millionaires and billionaires that you can model to have your best year ever. The link is, let me say it one more time, you're going to have to type this out, t.me/disruptorsgroup. And that, coming soon, is where you'll find those special gifts from me. So I thank you for tuning in, listening, watching, following, observing, commenting, criticizing, trolling, hating, however it is that we interact, I'm really grateful. I hope you've enjoyed a couple of episodes with just me. We've got some huge guests coming soon. Huge, huge, huge. So just make sure you're subscribed to Disruptors on both video and audio. Audio for when you're in the car and you're in the gym. And then, of course, video if you want to see the engagement and the dynamic I have with my guests. For example, with Floyd Mayweather and Chris Eubank, there was loads of tension. With Katie Hopkins, there was a lot of flirting. So you get to see that more than listen. But you want to make sure you're subscribed on both because you can have the audio when you're traveling and when you don't have so much time. And also, I've never asked this, but fuck it. you don't ask, you don't get. That should be on my 46th birthday lessons from my dad. If you don't ask, you don't get. If you don't ask, the answer is always no. Would you leave a review? Would you do me a favour and leave a review? I think in 1,000 episodes, I don't think I've ever asked. Give us a review. Go on. Thanks for tuning in. And remember, if you don't risk anything, you risk everything.